Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. This is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology for the week of September 4th. The theme of this week is practical magic, making the mundane sacred. So there are three big things I want you to think about this week. The first is that Venus will enter the sign of Virgo. Venus rules love, beauty, harmony, resources, money, and relationships. And in the sign of Virgo, it's in its fall. So I thought I would take some time to explain what the dignities are. And a planet has dignity when it's either in its home sign or its sign of exaltation. And so for Venus, it's at home in the signs of Taurus and Libra. And so in a home sign, a planet has power. It's comfortable. There's a sense of confidence and a self-assuredness. And it can respond to pressures in a more balanced way. So the dignities are extremely important in horary astrology. And if you'd like to know more about horary, you can go back to the last episode and listen to that. But when people have a planet in dignity, they tend to be able to express the energy well. And Venus in Taurus, loving the sensual pleasures, like just being able to just enjoy life. That's what Venus wants to do. Venus is receptive. It's that come hither energy. And in the sign of Libra, being able to connect with people, to build relationships and find win-win solutions and be concerned about like being elegant and acting appropriately at events and things like that. So that's how you can think of rulership. Now, signs also have a sign of exaltation, which is another form of dignity. And when a planet is exalted, it's like it has some honors. It's illustrious or remarkable. There's a sense of being lifted up or an invited guest or esteemed. It's almost like it's a celebrity in some ways. Now, also sometimes in horary, it can indicate arrogance or an inflated sense of self. But in general, that planet, if it's someone who will help you in the horary chart, can act in a friendly or helpful manner. It's a strong position. And Venus is exalted in the sign of Pisces. This is like this all-inspiring love, the love of everyone. There's this love on this kind of like spiritual nature. So it like just brings Venus up into this extreme place of honor with Venus in Pisces. Now, there's also debility. And so when a planet has debility, it's, you know, it has some challenges or some difficulties. So when a planet's in detriment, it's always in the sign opposite its home sign. So Venus is in detriment in the signs of Scorpio, because that is opposite Taurus, and the sign of Aries, because that's opposite Libra. And so it's in an alien environment. It's uncomfortable. It's not at home. It's not in control. It has limited power, and it's tense and ill at ease. And the planet may act in unbalanced, extreme, or ineffective ways. And like when you're looking for a lost object in horary, it could mean that the item is receiving damage in its environment. So you can think about Venus in Aries. Venus is a planet, that loves to connect and build relationships. And Aries is an energy that likes independence, that likes to fight. It's reports into Mars. It's just fine with conflict, which is not something Venus likes to do. So you can have success no matter what. But when planets are in debility, they have to learn a different way to operate. Someone with Venus in Aries will have like a learning curve about how to relate to people, either in love relationships or maybe around money. It depends on the chart, what planets it's talking to, what house it's in. The other form of debility is fall, and Venus is in the sign of its fall in Virgo. And that's where a planet, it has a sense of not being respected or not valued. There's a sense of a downfall, or it can act in extreme or unbalanced ways to get the attention or respect it wants. Yeah, or not listened to. There can be a sense of feeling disgraced feelings with when a planet is in the sign of its fall. And so we can see this with Venus in Virgo, because Venus likes, you know, harmony, love, beauty. Virgo is analytical. It's critical. It can pick things apart, separate the wheat from the chaff. And so, you know, kind of like that picking apart is, you know, is not very Venusian or sexy in some ways. And we can think about the sign of fall is always opposite the sign of exaltation, where there's this position of honors. So you can think about the all-encompassing love of Pisces versus, you know, maybe kind of like the picking apart of Virgo. And also Venus in Virgo expresses love in a more like practical, grounded way. It may be like by cleaning or taking out the garbage or cooking you dinner, rather than, you know, getting on one knee and professing an all-expiring love to you or writing poetry like Venus in Pisces would do. It's just kind of unsexy in some ways. So some famous people who are very successful in the field of the arts, Venus rules art, are with Venus in Virgo, are first M. Night Shyamalan. So he's the director of The Sixth Sense and some of those other movies where you really have to, like the details are so intricate about the story that he crafts with these mysteries. So you can think about that's how he expresses his Venus in Virgo. An artist who like is so specific, precise, and intricate in his storytelling. Meghan Markle, she wrote to the Ivory Soap Company when she was 12 years old about the sexist messages in their commercial that suggested only women would do the dishes. She has a moon in Libra, the sign that Venus rules, but she has her Venus in Virgo. So there was this sense of unfairness. Libra's very concerned with fairness. Yeah, so she wrote to the company about not being fair to women, and she felt she had the need to stand up for that. So that's how she expressed her Venus in Virgo. Kim Kardashian also has Venus in Virgo, and her Venus squares Neptune. So she is hypercritical, hyper-focused about how she looks and has had surgery, multiple surgeries to change her body to this vision, this Neptunian vision that she'd like it to be, as well as using all these filters and whatnot in her pictures on her different platforms. And yeah, and being obsessed with her image. You can think of her for that. Blake Lively is another Venus in Virgo, the actress who is so well-dressed. This woman knows how to put together an outfit. So she has a very critical eye, and she does her own styling, is my understanding. So that's some people with Venus in Virgo and some ways the energy expresses. So just think about during this Venus in Virgo season, how you can express your love through duty, through service, through helping others with just some of the chop wood, carry water tasks of life. The next thing I want you to be aware of is that Mercury will go retrograde this week. And when a planet is in retrograde, there can be problems. Mercury rules communication and transportation and our thought processes. So when retrograde, there can be issues with like scheduling mishaps. Also, communication tools or electronics can go on the fritz, or you know, you send the wrong text to the wrong person, these sorts of things. So be aware that that could be an issue. Mercury is currently in the sign of Libra, and Libra rules relationships. So there can be communication difficulties when Mercury goes retrograde in Libra. And think about how Libra is a sign that wants balance and harmony and to find win-win situations. So, but when in retrograde, that can kind of go on the skids. Another thing about retrogrades, Mercury retrograde, is that your ghost can come back. You can hear from people you haven't heard from in a long time or run into them. It's always funny how that can happen, or just like things can come up that are from the past with this. So be aware, especially since it starts in Libra, it could be about, you know, your exes in your DMs. Do not go back to them. They're an ex for a reason. Yeah, think about that. And so during retrograde periods, and it's an opportunity to slow down, to reflect, to review and revisit things. It's a great time for editing old projects rather than starting new ones. It's really recommended not to sign the dotted line on any big things, like don't buy a car when Mercury's in retrograde. It may turn out to be a lemon. Or it's not a great time to buy a house or something like that. But if you do have to move forward with something new or buy something big, read the fine print, triple check everything. Triple checking everything is really important with Mercury retrograde. So Mercury will go retrograde. It'll appear to stop and start moving backwards at 8 degrees and 55 minutes of Libra. So basically 9 Libra. And then it will move back and cross signs back into Virgo. So the retrograde period's from September 9th to October 2nd. So just keep that in mind. The last thing is that we have a full moon on Saturday at 17 Pisces. So the sun will be in Virgo and the moon will be in Pisces. This is a great time to reflect on the routines and rituals in your life and your health that support you. And you can think about physical health and mental health. I think like Virgo is the natural ruler of the sixth house of things that go wrong with health and daily life stuff. And Pisces is the natural ruler of the 12th house, which has like self-sabotage and secrets and all of these things fall in there. So full moons always offer illumination because the sun, our conscious mind, and the moon, subconscious, are completely opposite each other. They have a full perspective and all can be revealed. So really think about that. Also think about the intentions you set at the new moon and reflect on where you were then and where you are now, celebrating any wins and letting go of what no longer serves you. And full moons are always a great time to be forgiving of yourself and others. So you can think about that. This full moon, the sun will trine Uranus, the planet of awakenings and sudden events and things. So you may get some light bulb thoughts and moments, and the moon will be in a sextile to Uranus as well. So there can be some awakenings to how you want to make changes to live your best life, to live your healthiest life, to take care of the temple, things like that. And the dates for this moon phase family are the new moon in Pisces, where the sun and moon were both in Pisces, was on March 13th, 2021 at 23 degrees of Pisces. The first quarter moon, which is a time of course corrections and things can pop into our lives, was on December 10th, 2021, where the sun was in Sagittarius and the moon in Pisces, both at 19 degrees of the respective signs. And now at the full moon, all is illuminated. Sun in Virgo, moon in Pisces, both at 17 degrees on September 10th. So your chart was activated in approximately the same place at these lunations. So think about if there's a story that's weaving through your life. And if you have planets or points right near one of these degrees, you may see the story, and it will wrap up next June when the sun is in Gemini and the moon is in Pisces. On Sunday, the word of the day is royal. We start the week with the moon in Sagittarius. So hopefully you had a fun weekend with the moon in fire. And the moon will enter Capricorn at 7:02 p.m. Pacific time. So see if you notice a shift and a grounding if you're awake at that time. For instance, if you live in Europe or something, it might be in the middle of the night for you. Capricorn moons are great for planning and strategy. Now, the reason I pick royal for the word of the day is because Mercury, the planet of communication, will be on the fixed star diadem, which is the crown star, and Venus will be on Regulus, which is the star of royalty. It'll be interesting if we hear some news about Queen Elizabeth over the next couple of days, because she is a Capricorn rising and obviously a royal. So yeah, it'd be interesting if just about her or any other royal. The Finnish prime minister has been making news because of her dancing out at night. Now, she's not a royal person, but you know, at that level, there's certain honors that are similar, give a similar flair as to royalty. Venus will enter the sign of Virgo at 9:05 p.m. Pacific time and will stay there until September 29th. On Monday, the word of the day is thankful. The skies are mostly quiet. Pallas Athene, the asteroid of strategy, will enter the sign of Cancer, which may bring some more intuition. Pallas Athene is about pattern recognition and strategy and that sort of thing. So maybe you can more intuitively feel into your strategies and things like that may be possible with that switch. But I picked the word thankful because it's Labor Day in the United States. And it's a great time to think about the unsung heroes. It's so perfect that Labor Day falls in Virgo season, because the people that, you know, keep the streets clean, pick up the garbage, or work in City Hall, or deliver the mail, or pave the streets, the sort of jobs that aren't exalted in media and movies and things like that, but are very important for society to function. So think about that. Think about thanking them. Think about your own labor. Yeah, enjoy this day if you have it off. On Tuesday, the word of the day is productivity. The moon is in Capricorn for most of the day, and it will enter the gibbous phase at 29 degrees of Capricorn at 7:50 p.m. That 29th degree is a karmic degree. It's anaretic. So it'll be interesting if something important happens while the moon is in the gibbous phase this month, but it's a great day to just get a lot done. There's not a lot of activity in the sky, except Chiron is King Kong's the south node. So if you partied hardy all weekend, if you had a three-day weekend because of Labor Day, Chiron, the wounded healer, you may be feeling not so great about the overindulgence that you did with Chiron, King Kong's the south node in Scorpio, or you may be regretting whoever, if you met someone new over the weekend. Yeah. Now the moon will enter the sign of Aquarius at 8:41 p.m. Pacific time. Aquarius is an air sign. It's always a wonderful opportunity to get a new perspective. When the moon is in Aquarius, it can give us a sense of detachment so we can look at things from a higher view, but we have to watch out for not getting too detached that we lose the emotional feeling, but also a good time to connect with others while the moon is in the sign of Aquarius for the next couple of days. On Wednesday, the word of the day is allies. The sun will trine the north node in Taurus. So the sun in Virgo will be in a trine with the north node in Taurus. Whenever the north node is activated, there's an opportunity to connect with people who can help you move on your journey. The north node is the north node of destiny, so it can pull you forward, and the sun is putting a spotlight on that. It can be people, it can be opportunities, it can be projects, that sort of thing. So think about that. Be aware with who are your allies as you move through this day. And especially if you meet someone new, really take an opportunity to connect with them. Now, the sun will be Kinkunk's Chiron. And Chiron is not just the wounded healer in terms of emotional things, but it also can be about our career or our primary relationships, love relationships. The Magi astrologers have done so much work with Chiron. So you could potentially be moved into a situation where you connect with someone who's in a position of authority, the sun. Yeah, and they can really help you on your way. So keep your eyes wide open on this day. On Thursday, the word of the day is breakthrough. The Saturn-Uranus square is getting very tight. Saturn structures and Uranus breaks things. So yeah, we can think about how it's important that we not break down, we break through, especially because the moon is in the fixed sign of Aquarius. So the moon will first square Uranus and then conjunct Saturn. So people could potentially get into a conflict, get really critical, and just things could really fall apart really quickly. So please keep in mind the mantra, we don't break down, we break through. The moon will enter the sign of Pisces at 9:42 p.m. Pacific time. And so that can be very dreamy energy. So notice your dreams when the moon is in Pisces. A Pisces moon always has a sense of endings. So can you go with the flow with that energy? And can you release and let things go with the energy? On Friday, the word of the day is remember. This is a great time to just reflect on the past. Venus, the planet of love, beauty, and relationships, will be in a Kinkunks with Jupiter, the planet of expansion. They're both at 5 degrees, Venus in Virgo, Jupiter in Aries. So you may find yourself being wistful, thinking about relationships of the past, because this is the day that Mercury stations retrograde. And the station retrograde happens at 8:38 p.m. So you just may find yourself being in a state of nostalgia, especially with the moon and Pisces, like you put on those rose-colored glasses and, you know, make up stories in your mind about how this past relationship was better than it really was in reality. So, you know, just keep that in mind. It's a Pisces moon. The memories are much nicer than the actual reality was. And on Saturday, the word of the day is reveal. There will be a full moon at 17 Pisces at 2:59 a.m. Pacific time. So all is revealed. This is a pretty nice full moon. So you may want to put your crystals out on Friday night to bathe them in the moonlight. Or you may want to bathe your lady bits in the moonlight as well. That's up to you. But see what is revealed for you. What practical magic can come to light? Make sure to have a bit of a ceremony where you make the mundane sacred. Yes, this is a beautiful day to do that. So the moon will enter Aries at 11:47 p.m. Pacific time. And remember, I still have two more free Moon Mastery webinars that you can come to. So sign up at the link in the show notes. These are fun, fabulous, and free, and give you the opportunity to meet me in person, as well as you may get a hot take on your natal chart, as well as learn some astrology, and especially about the moon. So that's it for this week's episode. Feel free to email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories about what was revealed to you during the full moon or anything else that happened this week. Or just let me know how the daily words connect with you or the themes play out for you. Take care, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.